Okay, those of you who were the Dvar Halacha last night, those of you who were in my Shir, Halacha Shir on Thursday, we've been talking about Bayra, Bayamotzei, what Bittul is. Let's just begin understanding Bayra, Bayamotzei is one of the least understood halachas when it comes to practical halacha maase. Pashut, if it would be only housewives talking, I could be moichel. They never went mesech to psachim. But when supposedly more intelligent people talk about it, sort of it sometimes becomes shocking and surprising. Rambam says like this. Rambam has two separate losachs. Losachs number one, Bayirua, and losachs number two, Bayimotze. But you only get one Malkus. And the reason is they're different. And they're the same. Bayram is only talking lo yirua l'chochomets. Chomets that's visible, that belongs to you. Chomets that's visible and belongs to you, you violate lo yirua l'chochomets. Chomets lo yimotze b'vateichem means, and the Rambam says it includes two things. If it's not seen, but it's motzui, let's say it's hidden somewhere, so it's motzui, but it's not yugo yeroa. And then Rambam has something else. Let's go back to Mafkid HaShoel and Meruba. Says, if I have a pikadon which I have chiyuv achrayus. Now, why should that be? And the Gemara on Psachim Dav Dalet Amud Beis says maybe that has to do with Reb Shimon's halacha of Dova Hagorim Lamoman Kamoman Domi, which some of you may have seen in Meruba, some of you may. What is Dova Hagorim Lamoman Kamoman Domi? We all know that if I have a korban olo shlomim and someone steals it, you know, what did we learn at Daf Samach Beis on the Beis? That there's no chiyuv kefil. It's not reyehu. Or it's not gunav mi beis v'yish. That's the whole thing. Tosfos Samach Gimel Amud Aleph at the top talks about it. I'm sure everyone in Shir heard the whole discussion. But Reb Shimon says, if your chayiv achrayus for it, then you do pay kefir. And the Gemara says, what is Reb Shimon saying? Dova hagorim lamoman kamoman domi. That if I have something, even though I do not own it, but if it gets lost, I have to replace it and pay for it. So that's as if I own it. Dova hagorim lamoman kamoman domi. So along comes the Gemara, Dav Dalet Amud Beis. This is Psachim, and this is Meruba, this is Hamafkid, HaShoel, everything we've been learning. Okay. The Gemara comes along with Dav Dalet Amud Beis and says, maybe the reason your Chayav Achrayas, your Chayav HaShomer, who owns Chometz, is because it's Dov HaGorim Lamam and Kamam and Dov. Maybe the Gemara says nothing to do with it. Separate Xerz, the cause of Yimotzeh. As, and Achronim asks a simple question. This is Yerushalmi. Now, all korbanos, what did we're going to, in a few weeks, we're going to learn, not allowed to bring a korban, that's chametz. With one exception, lachmei toda. What about lachmei toda shechayovim be'achrayas? So the Gemara in Pesachim Davdalar Mebei says, Tovagorm the Mormon Domi, doesn't apply to Bal Yerov by a Motz if I talk about a Shomer. And the Gemara in Yerushalmi says, when it comes to Lachmei Tod, it doesn't. So what's the difference? My grandfather, Zichrono Levracha, used to say very simply, a Shomer has Kinyone Shmira. And what does Kinyone Shmira mean? That he makes a kinyan on it, that it has to stay with him, and he has to keep it under his, with him. That's what kinyan eshmira mean. So therefore, even if I say do hagorim lamoman lav kamoman domi, it's big machlok to show with the paskan like Rav Shimon or not, but still it's motsui, because it has to be with me, if I'm the shomer. And that's why the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos, what does Bali Motze mean? Bali Motze means if it is Motzui, and he has two examples. And that's the difference, Bali Ra, Bali Motze. Bali Ra is, it belongs to you. And it's visible. What about if it's not visible, but it's Motzui? It's hidden somewhere. You bury the chometz, so it's still motzui. Or if you have kinyanim that say it has to be with you, that and those are two. So there are two separate lavs by your or by your motzei. There's a hekish between the two of them. So as a result of the hekish, every time you're over by your or you're over by your motzei, but you not only local for that which is mafurish b'torah. And Mefurish B'Torah is either Bal Yerah or Bal Yemotze. Two separate laws. Lav and the Rambam counts. Okay. Now, what is the Aveira? Here you have a three-way Machlokas Rishonim. Rambam says, HaMeniach Chometz B'Shuso B'Pesach. Doesn't say Mishiyesh Lo Chometz B'Pesach. Other Rishonim say Mishiyesh Lo Chometz B'Pesach. If you have chametz, Amos says, "Hey, meaniach," means I willfully keep it. Av bishlo ochlo over b'shnei lavim shnem lo yirah lechosor chol gufo shem lo yimotze bebateichem. Now, how do you get out of this? There's a mitzvah ach b'yom avishun tazbishus yom bebateichem. So the Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph Mitzvah Esei Shel Tumanat Torah LaHashpis Chometz Kodem Zman Isuro Isra Chilas Shinama Biyom Arishon Tashbishu Somi Batech Yashmo Lomdu Shabishon Seyom Arbosa. Okay. Umayi Ashbosa. What is Tashbishu? Mura Bator He Shivatel Chometz Belibo Yachshav also Ka Offer. I have no interest in having this thing. I don't want it in my possession. And if it is in my possession, I will offer. So the Rambam in Bal Yerah by a Motzei says, and in Tashbisu is the flip side of it. Tashbisu is making sure you have absolutely saying out and spelling out, you have absolutely no interest in having chometz in your rishus. Okay, now, that is one mitzvah. That's the mitzvah d'oraisa. And Am Yotze, in the Gemara says, be'bitul ba'al masaki. Now, there are two gerses in the Rambam. Whether it applies to chometz yodua applies even or only to chometz yodua. Ain't yodua or chometz yodua. So, what does that mean? If I keep the chametz in my house, apparently, I cannot say something that I'm not interested in. If I keep it in my house, apparently I am interested in. According to the Rambam, there's two gears in the Rambam. If it's possible to get rid of it, and you don't get rid of it, so then that's a stira to the bittul b'leiv. What does bittul b'leiv say? Yachshiv also offer the yotzim b'leiv o'shem b'shus o'chametz klal. I'm not interested in having it in my rishus. You're not interested in having your rishus. Why are you keeping your rishus? What happens in a situation where you have no, it's impossible to get rid of the chametz? So the Rambam tells us very clearly. According to the Rambam, without getting into the details, let's say when Shabbos is Erev Pesach. Shabbos is Erev Pesach, then what do? I eat and I have some chametz left. According to the Rambam, it's also to, you can't flush it down the toilet, you can't do anything with it, you have to keep it and get and burn it after Shabbos, after Yom Tov. So the question then is, so what Ram says, what do? You mavatal it. There's one Gersa says that you're not mavatal, you can't be mavatal chometz, you do it. True. That's only if I can get rid of it. If I can't get rid of it, so keeping in my reshus is not a stira to what I say, I'm not interested in it. And here there's a very interesting thing. That, what is it? What's the difference? Whether we apply dvarim shebelev einem dvarim. What does that mean? We have a general klal. Dvarim shebelev einem dvarim. If I say one thing, and in my heart it's something else, do I look at the dibur or I look at the lev? Give you an example. Interesting ones. I was once with Sadek Dush for our Talmidim. And Kederach Talmidim. So after he said Harayat, there's the Kriya Saksuba. And he pulls me to the side and says, when I said Harayat, I spaced out. I wasn't thinking about anything. I want to do the Kedushin all over again. So I looked at him and I said, Dvarim Shalev and Dvarim. You said it, and that's it. What you were thinking is irrelevant. You said, I hear him make you ate him. He took a ring. He said, Harayat Mukudeshusli. And Dvarim Shalev and Dvarim. Too bad. And trust me, when running to Rabbi Tursky, Sechernal of Rochman, Rabbi Shurin, we all looked at him and said, Dvarim Shalev and Dvarim. Isn't anything. When his dvarim shebelev are but, that's only if your actions don't contradict what you're saying. If your actions contradict what you're saying, so Tosel says, then we say dvarim shebelev have a dvarim, you go by your actions, not necessarily by what you're saying. The question is, if I say I have no interest in this chometz, absolutely no interest, but you keep it in your house, so, the two gerses in the Rambam, whether that keeping in your house is undoes what you say and you're thinking, because you're saying it, so, but your actions are different, or not. But certainly when you're in a situation where it's impossible to get rid of it, then the bittul certainly helps. Bittul is the deep, total irrelevancy of the chometz in your life. Okay. This is how the Rambam was. How are you Makayim that? So the Reb Chaim, there's a famous piece in Reb Chaim where you Makayim it by when Chatzos comes, you have no chometz that you're interested in whatsoever. All the chometz is either out of your house or irrelevant to you. So then, you Makayim the Mitzvah Esei Dorais. The Rambam says something else. When we did very sofer, l'chapes achar hachometz, the Rabbonin, you have to do b'dikas chometz, v'livdok ho'tziu mikol gavulo. First of all, whether, if I don't know about chametz, so bittul certainly happens. But if I don't know what my wife has up in the kitchen cabinets, so the rice is no shaila, I can be yotze with bittul. But midrabbanan, we have to do bdika. Chemi devei sofer. Shebokin umashbisim hachametz b'leilos mitchilas leil abos l'or aner. I have to do two things. I have to find it and get rid of it. So even if the gers and the Rambam is bitter works and chometz yadua, but midrabbanan, you have to A, get rid of it, and number two, physically destroy it. So any chametz that you find on Bedika, you have to do two things. First of all, find it and physically destroy it. Among contemporary poskim, there's a very big shaila. That shaila is, okay, you put aside the chametz that you want for breakfast. But then you're going through the house and you find chametz. Can you eat that for breakfast too? Pashas the Rambam is no. Because once something is in, once the chiyah bedikah is chal, the mitzvah of bedikah is to destroy that which you find. So Pashas the Lashon of the Rambam. Shebokin umashbisim hachometz b'layloh mitchilas le'el abo oslo or aner. Okay. Now, that's how the Rambam understands what bittul is and what bayiro bayimotze is. But there's something else. Let's say this chometz that I knew about once, I forgot about it. And then I find it on pay. And I didn't do bittul. And I find it on Pesach. Even though I did not willfully have it on when Pesach began, I find on the third day of Pesach. So that time I had it, I was over b'shokeg. That's only if I once knew about it. So we say, that means since I once knew about it and I once wanted it, that original will wanting it continues until I undo that by either a bittul or a hashbosa. This sheet is the Rambam. Very, very clear and very, very much to the point. In comes Rabbeinu Tam. Now, yeah, in comes Rabbeinu Tam. So the Ramban in Pesachim begins with a major machlokas and goes like this. Rabbeinu Tam says the owning of chometz is also. Any chometz I own is also. So, so the Rambam begins. Inyan bitul chometz zesh yizkir b'gemara mederais bitul b'nama sagile. Vaday lo l'maya b'dika bo varon. Afilu chometz yodu av aniru l'faneinu nami sagile b'bitul. So the Rambam begins straight off that you have chometz in front of you, bitul works on the derais level. I'm reading Motze Gluski Yafafia. Where it says, why do you do Bdika? Because there are all sorts of subtle gears of problems there. So what is going to be if on Yontif you find a delicious piece of cake, Gluski Yafafia, for a second you say, oh, wonderful. No, it's Pesach. So Ramban says, the Gemara says, and Avavim and Beis. For that second, you're over. So you have to do bdik. Ramban says, wait a second. If the moment you found it, said, I'm not interested in it, it's standing there right in front of you, you're not going to be offered. He says, Talmud Shiyoshin with Nerabo. I'm sitting in a shir somewhere, and I remember, there's some dough, and that my house is about to become chametz. I'm about to believe him. Now, just realize what the Ramban is saying. The Ramban is telling us a number of very important points. First of all, he says, he's trying to prove it, that what about chametz in front of you, or that I know about? I have it in my house, there's nothing for me to do about it. So, the Rambam would say, wait one second. If it's impossible to do something, then you can vatel it. Who said all of a sudden that if it's in front of you and you know it's there, that you can do bitul? It's not so simple. Ramban is beginning with one case of impossibility. Okay, what happens? Ramban says, if I take some chametz, I find this delicious looking chametz on Pesach, and the moment I say, oh yeah, it's Pesach, I get rid of it. What about the 10 minutes it takes me? A month is not going to be over. Well, of course not. So we get into another issue. What about chametz that I don't want to, and it's going to take me 10 minutes? So Ramban is talking about two cases where it's impossible to get rid of it for that 10 minutes, where the mattress, where I'm going to do with it, how am I going to deal with it? It's going to take me time. On the spot, I can't do something with it. So Ramban is trying to prove a point, but the point is not so simply proven. Ramban has just proven the point, A, that if there's nothing for me to do, then bitul works, number one. Number two, there's another thing in the Ramban. The famous sheet of Shmuel Palaiza. Sheet of Shmuel Palaiza is, Tosus quotes that the whole group of Balei Tosus who felt that the mitzvah of Bir Chometz is, according to the Rambam, is that arriving at Chatzos without Chometz. They said, no, you're only Makayim Bir Chometz after Chatzos. So what they would do, if anyone did it this way, they'd be thrown out, but they would keep Chometz till after Chatzos, and then burn it. Because since their intention was to get rid of it, so there's no Bayer or Bayer Motz. Willfully keeping it for the purpose of getting rid of it. So the Ramban is, so here is keeping it for getting rid of it. I find it. It's impossible for me in 10 minutes till I get the matches, till I do this, till I go somewhere. So, but the Ramban has set down a yesod. That bittul works, even yodua v'nira l'fanenu. Okay. And he goes through. Pirshu b'shem, a bunch of kashas. Pirshu b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Omer bittul ba'al masagim, yishum de bittul hainu hefker. I make it hefker. You only are over on something that belongs to you. Zehu. That's it. You have to have kinyon a minute. And so therefore, Rabbeinu Tam is again going to say, when the Gemara talks about a pikadon, what is, and since the whole din of bitul chametz is, and the isa bal yiro bal yamotz is having kinyon amon chametz, and if I'm a vatalit, and I make it hefker, so I'm not over. So wait a second. If everything depends on kinyonim, so why in a pikanya are going to be over? Apparently, according to Rabbeinu Tam, again, kinyonim shmira are enough to make it lucha. And that's what the Gemara says in the Avdal and Amid Beis. Again, Anyone who learned Amavkir Shol will have heard about Kinyan Shmira. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's very, very clear that Kinyan Shmira are enough l'cha to be over on Bal Yerah, Bal Yemotze. Now, Hefka, the Kasha. He has a very simple Kasha. Simple Kasha, he says, so why does the Gemara say Bittel, say Hefka? Simple Kasha. L'gabe Avodah Zorah, we talk about Bittel Avodah Zorah. What does Bittel Avodah Zorah mean? Person has some Avodah Zorah. If he doesn't believe in it and has some Avodah Zorah and he smashes it, does shows an action that shows you're totally disinterested in this, so that's called Bittel Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah, Shanino, Mavato, not Hefka. He says, for instance, let's say you have an idol, and you knock off, and to show that you're disinterested, you knock off the nose. That's Bittel Avodah Zorah. So, it's nothing to do with owning it. He said, then he says something else. Hefker. And this will be this week, and what Meretz Hashem believes that it will finish it next week. Hefker has all sorts of detailed halachas. Hefker is a kinyan. It belongs to me. I make it ownerless. You can't make a kinyan on Shabbos. It's not so simple that that's a kash. Why not? Goes like this. If I invite you. It's discussed in my shir. For those of you in my shir, I invite you to my house for the Leil HaSeder. According to Tosfos and Pesachim Daf Lamed Ches, if I invite you to my house, there's a din lochem in matzah. So what's the lochem? Do I have to stand up and say, I hereby be makna to you the matzah? No. By the very fact I'm giving it to eat, and I know I'm not getting it back, that itself is haknah. Can you do a kinyan l'dvar mitzvah? Of course you can do a kinyan l'dvar mitzvah. Let's say first day sukkahs, people are makna the lulav and esrog, one to another. So you can do a kinyan l'dvar mitzvah. So somehow the Ramban has a problem. Why can be mafka in Shabbos? It's a kinyan. Wait a second. It's a kinyan l'dvar mitzvah. Let's say I have Shabbos Erev Pesach. So what do? We stand up. Once we finish the chametz, what do? We stand the kol chamira chamira. So, hefker requires peh. I have to say the words ze hefker, and you don't say the words. If you take a look in, she says in Hagos Maimonios. He brings two gerses. What do you say? The bato, what is our gerse that we say always? The bato, the heve, hefke, ki afrodiara. Why do we say the words, the bato, the heve, hefke, ki afrodiara? Because we want to take care of the Ramban's kasha and Rabbeinu Tam. Agos Maimonides brings that. And now, so you have to use the word hefker. And so what is kachani omer? Now here you have all of these questions again from Rabbeinu Tam. You have the Ramban and the Ran, and here they split off. There's a halacha again in Meruba. Many of you have seen it, some of you haven't. Isurei Hanor. There's a major machlokas showing what the status is on Bailus and Isurei Hanor. One group of Rishonim say it's Ein Shalom, it doesn't belong to you. Another group of Rishonim say it's Ein Bishusa. Two separate. Okay. The Ran is of the opinion that it's Einer Shalom. And therefore, the Ron says to the Gemara Davav Amirava says the following thing: Shnei Dvarim Einem Beshusa Shaladim, Asan Hakos of Kiilu Hain Beshusa Shaladim. There are two things that are not in my Rishus. That's the Lashon of the Gemara, and the Torah put it into my Rishus. What is it? Chametz BePesach or Bor Beshusa Rabim? What does that mean? I go into the Shusa Rabim, I dig a bor. Usually, Shmiras Nezokin, if you take a look at the Mishnah, Baba Kama, Dabezom, and Aleph, Tzara Shava Shalem, Mamonim, it's your moment. It's not your moment. The Torah treats, if I dig a bor in Shusa Rabim, the Torah treats as it belongs to me. What does the Pasuk say? Bal Habor Yishalim, Kesef Yoshev Lebolov. The Bal Habor pays. And Chometz BePesach, says the Ran, Yisurei Hanoah Areinu Shalom. So the Torah, by itself, it is an automatic stira, he said, in the idea of Bayirah Bayamatzah. Bayirah Bayamatzah, it belongs to you. But then it becomes Osabahan, or it doesn't belong to you. So what does the Torah do? The Torah takes it back and puts it back into Yerushas. But that's only, says the Ran, if my intentions are against the Torah's intentions. But if Hiskimo Daito Ladas Torah, I agree with what the Torah wants. I say, no, I'm not interested in it at all. So the Torah doesn't put it back into my Rishus and automatically doesn't belong to me. So all the questions that the Ramban has against Rabbeinu Tam, So the Ron answers it in a way that says like this. No, I don't make it Hefka. The Ramban understood, for reasons we'll see, that I make it Hefka. This is a process called Hefka. Says the Ron, no, that's not what's happening. What's happening is very simple. The Torah made it Hefka. But then the Torah took and put it back into my Rishus. But what does the halacha of Bittul say? That if my intention is against the Torah's intention, then the Torah put it back in my Rishus. But the lashon of the Ran is in Hiskimo Daito Ladas Torah. I say, no, I'm not interested at all. The Torah doesn't want me to have it. I'm not interested in it. So then that's what Bittul is. So then the Torah makes it Hefka. When the Gemara says, Psachim Davavim and Aleph, that's only if you want it back in your Rishus. You're interested in it. So, the way the Ramban understands Rabbeinu Tam, it's a Maisa Hefker. Bein the Ran. So what is Bittul achieves, the Chometz doesn't belong to me. That's how he achieves it. So, the Ramban, on the other hand, takes the Gemara, Sachem Davov and Ma'alev, very, very seriously. Shedvarm Einam Birshuso Shaladom. And not in my Rishus. And the Ramban has a major problem with the Ran. That is the Machokas Tanoim, whether Chometz is Mutabahano or Osabahano. According to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, the Chometz is Muta Bahano, so Bittul doesn't work. And we never saw anyone who said that Bittul doesn't work. Because according to the Ran, the whole process of Bittul begins with the fact that Torah taking it away from me, giving it back to me, and I'm saying, no, I'm not interested in taking it back. That's how. And therefore, but that doesn't work, according to Yosef Aglili, who says that Chometz Mutar Bahanoah. And the Ran says, apparently, Yosef Aglili won't agree with it, and since we don't pass in that way, all the Mishnayos are just going not like Yosef Aglili. And the Ran says, if there's a Tana who says it, all the Mishnayos wouldn't have been so simple. So what does the Ran say, Ramban say? And, okay. Now, he says as follows. before, let's get the conclusion, and then we'll go back how he got there. Mirz Hashem Bli Neder next week. Habitu Belevu, we had Tzorah Lohotziu B'Sfosef. What is Bitul Avodah Zarah? If I have no interest in the Avodah Zarah whatsoever, nothing. But the answer of owning Avodah Zarah is only if it means something to you. If you think it's the stupidest, craziest thing in the world, that it's an attitude, it's not the physical possession of it. Zodam Shein Odom over El Al Chomet Shalom Shurotsi Bikiyom over Dait Olof. Okay. But is it the Rambam? No. Let's see what he says. And Mirz Hashem Bli Neder for next week. You want to prepare, you go through this entire. Ramban is very fundamental. Nisyayish Mimenu, he had Yiyush. I assume everyone in this room has heard the concept of Yiyush. I don't like it because it's also, it's something I'm completely not interested in. And I never want to have any interest in this chomot. Ain't over. Moshe. Gives a Moshe. Momon sha'ovad. Kevin shinsiayish mimenu belibo. Yotze meshuso. Says. I'll give you an example. He says, in Aveda, when does it go out of your Rishus? After Yush. Wait one second. For those of you who have learned Merubah, know, especially anyone who's learned Hagozel, the first Mishnah Hagozel Machel, know, the moment something's stolen from me, it's Enu Bershusi. Step one, Enu Bershusi. Step two, Enu B'Shusso, is what happens. It happens if you have Yush. Then it's completely not in your Shus. Then someone else can be Zoha. In Aveda, the Rambam is very clear, in Aveda is Enu B'Shusso. But again, the two steps of Enu B'Shusso. When is it completely Enu B'Shusso? When you have Yush. So, says the Ramban, a very interesting idea. Here, you see, that people don't realize. All shots comes together. You can't, it all ties in. Okay. That's why I figured we tie in Kinyan and Shmiru, tie in a Bershuso, we tie in Yush here. All of preparing for Pesach. Av chometz bizmano momon overhu mi bo olav. Since the Torah says I have to get rid of it, and I cannot use it. And it's also for me to do anything with it. That itself is Aveda. It's a new type of Aveda. And then, but every Aveda, to be completely out of your Shus, what you need Yiyush. And that's what Bittul is. Yotzim b'shuso b'yiyush. V'hainu, that's the Gemara says, Shem yitzim glokim v'fiyu idatila. I find this beautiful cake. For a second, I say, oh, great. Wait one second. It means I don't have yiyush. It's in my rishus. That's not totally out of my rishus. L'mute perure. Now, what happens if you have crumbs in different places in the house? You know, how many people have told me chometz is also a mashu, so if there's a crumb here, there's a crumb here. That's completely not true. And he says, perure, crumbs, shein not a machshav also. Why is it that the Gemara says perurim, crumbs here and crumbs there? There's no bayirah, bayamotzeh. Because it's automatically, I don't care about it. I don't have to say, I don't have to think about it. I don't think about it. Because that certain things that are automatic, you don't care about. Things that are automatic, you don't care about. You don't need bittul. But something on you have a nice bottle of scotch, you do care about it. So what does Bittel say? Ramban, we'll see more in the Mirat Hashem Bli Neder next week in this Ramban. And he says, see where the is that the Issur makes it Ovud, and I complete the Aveda by Yiyush. And what's the Yiyush? Bittel. For Rashi says, the Daito, what he talks about, finding this delicious cake. For 1 second, I keep it over the bayiro. So the Rashi shav shelo bitul, ain't over elikushinos and daito love rotsa bekiyuma lachas manbiya. That we'll have to see what happens in chomet she'ainu yodua. Is there an avera b'shogeg? Not. Yitz Hashem. What I'd like to do next week is see this Ramban inside. But what the Ramban has told us is a very interesting, incredible idea. The Ramban has told us an incredible idea that just what would be in the case if someone steals chametz. Who's over Bal Yerah Bal Yamatzah? Someone steals chametz, is the ganav over in Bal Yerah Bal Yamatzah? This we'll discuss next week. Interesting, Shita Mekubetzes on it. And I think it's now goes late. That, what happens, who's over? The ganav's over, the nixel's over. So who has to, whose bittel works? Mirat Hashem Bli Neder will tie together next week, Maruba and Bayerah Bayamatsa.